From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hamas insists a ceasefire with Israel has been reached. Israel denies it after Tuesday's rocket barrage from Gaza that prompted Israeli retaliation. It's the worst cross-border violence since 2014 and followed weeks of border protests with Palestinians. The Israeli military said dozens of rockets and mortar bombs were fired, many downed by the Iron Dome defense system. At least three Israeli soldiers were wounded. Hamas member Ismail Radwan described the escalation as dangerous, saying the Zionist occupation bears complete responsibility. But Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his government views such attacks with the utmost gravity and blamed Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Israeli aircraft were said to have hit dozens of militant targets in Gaza, including a cross-border tunnel. Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus is an Israeli military spokesman.
Hamas is responsible, and we know that Hamas has the ability to control the level of violence. Violence will be met with the appropriate response, and quiet will be met with the appropriate response.
The UN Security Council is to meet on the matter later Wednesday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed for more predictable financial backing for the anti-terror Sahel force, a 5,000-man contingent made up of troops from Mali, Niger, Chad, Burkina Faso, and Mauritania. The UN chief spoke in Mali, where he is lending support to the UN peacekeeping effort considered the most dangerous in the world. Ethiopia Tuesday released Ondergachu Tsige, a top member of Jinbat 7, an armed opposition group. The dual Ethiopian-British citizen was among 100 prisoners pardoned under new Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expected to meet senior North Korean leader Kim Jong-chol later this week in New York, ahead of next month's planned U.S.-North Korea summit. President Donald Trump in a tweet said the meeting is a solid response to his letter of last week canceling a June 12 summit with leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore over what he called Pyongyang's hostility. The White House said preparations for the meeting are well underway. U.S. teams are in Singapore and at the Korean Truce Village in Panmunjom. Heather Nauert is U.S. State Department spokesperson.
I'm not going to presume to know why the North Koreans and the United States started having conversations again. It's not my place to do so. I can just tell you now that we are looking forward to having these meetings, and I think we've seen a tremendous amount of progress over the past few days alone.
A U.S. official said the talks are aimed at determining whether Pyongyang is serious about getting rid of its nuclear weapons. Rival Libyan factions agreed Tuesday in principle at a Paris conference to open the way to UN-backed national elections by December 10.
C'est la première fois que sous ce format-là,
host French President Emmanuel Macron hailed the leaders for accepting to work together under a joint declaration. However, no document was signed. The UN's trying to bring unity to the country since the fall of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. The U.S. in an annual report declared Tuesday that despite progress, religious freedom remains under assault worldwide. Sam Brownback is ambassador at large for international religious freedom.
Two of the main objectives, goals of the Trump administration are less terrorism and more economic growth. With religious freedom, you get both.
The U.S. is to convene its first ministerial meeting in July to promote religious freedom as a universal human right. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis Tuesday said the U.S. will keep confronting China through freedom of navigation patrols over its territorial claims in the South China Sea.
We'll continue that. There had been a promise in 2015 by the President Xi in the Rose Garden, the White House meeting, where he stated they would not be militarizing the Spratly Islands. We have seen the last month they have done exactly that.
Beijing has voiced a strong dissatisfaction after two U.S. warships Sunday sailed by an island in the disputed Paracel chain. A prison inmate out on leave ambushed two Belgian policewomen Tuesday in Liege, Belgium, killing them both with their own guns. He also killed a civilian before taking hostages, eventually was killed in a shootout with police. A Harvard University research team concluded nearly 4,700 people in Puerto Rico died last year as a result of Hurricane Maria, a vastly greater number than the official tally 64, considered the Caribbean Island Commonwealth's worst natural disaster in 90 years, with residents weeks without power or running water. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.